if there be no remedy for it, but that you will needs buy and sell men and women like beasts. We shall have all the world drink brown and white bastard.
Oh, heavens, what stuff is here?
'Twas never merry world since of two usuries the merriest was put down, and the worst not allowed by order of law, a third gown to keep him warm. A third with fox on lambskins, too, to signify that craft, being richer than innocency, stands for the facing.
Come your way, sir. Bless you, good father, friar.
You, good brother, father. What offense has this man made you, sir?
Marry, sir, he hath offended the law. And, sir, we take him to be a thief, too, sir. For we have found upon him, sir, a strange picklock, which we have sent to the deputy.
Why, sir, a bawd, a wicked bawd. The evil that thou causest to be done, that is thy means to live. Do thou but think, what is a cram of more? Or clothe a back from such a filthy vice. Say to thyself, from their abominable and beastly touches, I drink, I eat, array myself and live. Canst thou believe thy living is a life so stinkingly depending? Go men, go men.
Indeed, it does stink in some sort, sir. But yet, sir, I would prove...
Nay, if the devil have given thee proofs for sin, thou wilt prove his. Take him to prison, officer. Correction and instruction must both work ere this rude beast will profit.
He must be for the deputy, sir. He has given him warning. The deputy cannot abide a whoremaster. If he be a whoremonger and comes before him, he would as good go a mile on his errands.
That we were all, as some would seem to be, free from our faults, as faults from seeming free.
His neck will come to your waist. A cord, sir.
I spy comfort. I cry bail. Here's a gentleman and a friend of mine.
How now, noble Pompey, what at the wheels of Caesar? Art thou led in triumph? What, is there none of Pygmalion's images, newly made woman, to be had now for putting the hand in the pocket and extracting it clutched? What's the plan, What says thou to this new matter and effort? Is not drowned in the last rain, Okay, doctor, is the worldly bog man push it away? Is it sad and few words, or how? The trick of it.
Still thus and thus, still worse.
How doth my dear morsel, thy mistress, procure she still,
Closer. She hath eaten up all her beef, and she is herself in the tub.
Why, it is good. It is the right of it. It must be so. Every your fresh whore and your father called, and unshunned comfort, it must be so. Art going to prison, Pompey?
Yes, faith, sir.
Fight is not amiss, Pompey, farewell. Go, say I sent thee thither. For debt, Pompey, or how?
For being aboard. For being aboard!
Well, then, imprison him. If imprisonment be the due of a board, why, it is his right. Bored is he, doubtless, and of antiquity too, bored born. Farewell. Commend me to the prison, Pompey. You will turn good husband now, Pompey. You will keep the house.
I hope, sir. Your good worship will be my bail.
No, indeed will I not, Pompey. It is not for well. I would pray, Pompey, to increase your bondage if you take it more patiently by your mettle is the more. And you, trusty Pompey. Bless you, friar.
And you.
Does Bridget say? Still, Pompey,
Come your way, sir, come.
You will not bail me then, sir?
Then, Pompey, nor now. What news abroad, friar? What news?
Come your way, sir, come.
Go to kennel, Pompey, go. What news, friar, of the Duke?
I know none. Can you tell me of any?
Some say he is with the Emperor of Russia. Other some he is in Rome. But where does he think you?
I know not where. But wheresoever, I wish him well.
It was a mad, fantastical trick of him to steal from the state and usurp the beggary he was ever born to. Lord Angelo dukes it well in his album. He puts transgression to it.
He does well in it.
A little more lenity to lechery would do no harm in him. Something to credit that way, friar.
It is too general a vice, and severity must cure it.
Yes, in good sooth, the vice is of a great kindred. It is well alive, but it is impossible to extirp it quite far, till eating and drinking be put down. They say this Angelo was not made by man and woman after the downright way of creation. Is it true, think you?
How should he be made, then?
Some report of sea maids spawned him. Some that he was begot between two starfishes. But it is certain that when he makes water, his urine is congealed ice. That I know to be true. And he is a most regenerative. That's infallible.
You are pleasant, sir. And speak apace.
Why, what a ruthless thing is this in him, for the rebellion of a codpiece to take away the life of a man. Would the Duke that is absent have done this? He would have hanged a man for begetting 100 bastards. He would have paid for the nursing of 1,000. He had some feeling of the sport. He knew the service, and that instructed him to mercy.
I never heard the absent Duke much detected for women. He was not inclined that way.
Oh, sir, you are deceived.
It is not possible.
Oh, not the Duke. Yes, your beggar of 50. And his youth was to put a ducat in her practice. The Duke had crotchets in him. He would be drunk, too. That let me inform you.
You do him wrong, surely.
Sir, I was an inward of his. A shy fellow was the Duke. And I believe I knew the cause of his withdrawing.
What, I prithee? Might be the cause.
No, pardon. It is a secret. It must be locked within the teeth of the lips. But this I can let you understand. The greater file of the subject held the Duke to be wise.
Wise? Why, no question, but he was.
A very superficial, ignorant, unweighed fellow.
Either this is envy in you, folly, or mistaking.
The very stream of his life and the business he hath helmed must, upon a warranted need, give him a better proclamation. Let him be but testimonied in his own bringings forth. And he shall appear to the envious a scholar, a statesman, and a soldier. Therefore you speak unskillfully. For if your knowledge be more, it is much darkened in your malice.
Sir, I know him, and I love him.
Love talks with better knowledge, and knowledge with dearer love.
Come, sir, I know what I know.
I can hardly believe that, since you know not what you speak. But if ever the Duke return, as our prayers are, he may, let me desire you to make your answer before him. If it be honest you have spoke, you have courage to maintain it. I am bound to call upon you, and I pray you, your name.
Sir, my name is Lucio, well known to the Duke.
He shall know you better, sir, if I may live to report you.
I fear you not.
Oh, you hope the Duke will return no more, or you imagine me too unhurtful an opposite. But indeed I can do you little harm.
You'll forswear this again?
I shall be hanged first. Thou art deceiving me, friar. But no more of this. Canst thou tell if Claudio die tomorrow or no?
Why should he die, sir?
Why? For filling a bottle with a tun dish. I would the Duke we talk of were returned again. This ungenitured agent will unpeople the province with continency. Sparrows must not build in his houses because they are lecherous. The Duke yet would have dark deeds darkly answered. He would never bring them to light. Would he return? Marry, this Claudio is condemned for untrotting. Farewell, good friar. I prithee pray for me. The Duke, I say to thee again, would eat mutton on Fridays. He's now past it. Yet, and I say to thee now, he would mouth with a beggar, though she smelt brown bread and garlic. Say that I said so. Farewell.
No might nor greatness in mortality can censure scape. Back wounding calumny the whitest virtue strikes. What king so strong can tie the Gaul up in a slanderous tongue? But who comes here?
Go, away with her to prison.
Good, my lord, be good to me. Your honor, the count is a merciful man. Good, my lord.
Double and treble admonition and still forbid in the same kind? This would make mercy swear and free the tyrant.
A board of 11 years' continuance, may it please your honor.
My lord. This is one Lucian's information against me. Mistress Kate Keepdown was with child by him in the Duke's time. He promised her marriage. His child is 1.25 years old. Come Philip and Jacob. I have kept it myself. And see how he goes about to abuse me.
That fellow is a fellow of much license. Let him be called before us. Away with her to prison.
No
more words. Provost. My brother Angelo will not be altered. Claudio must die tomorrow. Let him be furnished with divines and have all charitable preparations. If my brother wrought by my pity, it should not be so with him.
So please you, this friar hath been with him, and advised him for the entertainment of death.
Good evening, good father.
Bless and goodness on you.
And whence are you?
Not of this country, though my chance is now to use it for my time. I am a brother of gracious order, late come from the sea in special business from his holiness.
What news abroad in the world?
None. But that there is so great a fever on goodness that the dissolution of it must cure it. Novelty is only in request, and it is as dangerous to be aged in any kind of course as it is virtuous to be inconstant in any undertaking. There is scarce truth enough alive to make society secure, but security enough to make fellowships a curse. Much upon this riddle runs the wisdom of the world. This news is old enough, yet it is every day's news. I pray you, sir, of what disposition was the Duke?
One that, above all other strife, contended especially to know himself.
What pleasure was he given to?
Rather, rejoicing to see another merry, than merry at anything which professed to make him rejoice. A gentleman of all temperance, but leave we him to his events, with a prayer they may prove prosperous. And let me desire to know how you find Claudio prepared. I am made to understand that you have lent him visitation.
He professes to have received no sinister measure from his judge, but most willingly humbles himself to the determination of justice. Yet had he framed to himself, by the instruction of his frailty, many deceiving promises of life, which I, by my good leisure, have discredited to him, and now is he resolved to die.
You have paid the heavens your function, and the prisoner the very debt of your calling. I have labored for the poor gentleman to the extremest shore of my modesty. But my brother Justice have I found so severe that he hath forced me to tell him he is indeed Justice.
If his own life answer the straitness of his proceeding, it shall become him well. Wherein, if he chance to fail, he hath sentenced himself.
I am going to visit the prisoner. Farewell.
Peace be with you. He who the sword of heaven will bear should be as holy as severe. Pattern in himself to know, grace to stand, and virtue go. More nor less to others paying than by self-offenses weighing. Shame to him whose cruel striking kills for faults of his own liking. Twice treble shame on Angelo, to weed my vice and let his grow. Oh, what may man within him hide, though angel on the outward side? How may likeness made in crimes, making practice on the times, to draw with idle spider's strings, most ponderous and substantial things?
Craft against vice I must apply. With Angelo tonight shall lie his old betrothed, but despised. So disguised shall, by the disguised, pay with falsehood false exacting, and perform an old contracting.